Education Advocates Launch Site Exposing Leftist Private Schools by Brecken Eftis on November 22, 2022. Education advocacy organization Parents Defending Education Parade has launched an initiative to expose progressive education policies in private schools. While public schools have been the main focus when it comes to children being taught critical race theory or gender theory, many private schools, thought to be respites from public schools indoctrinating children, have similar or even expanded curriculums. Many private schools are just as bad, if not worse, than public schools, it's just that these problems are rarely publicized. Parade president and founder Nicole Naley said, "This information asymmetry is exploited by schools, which is why we wanted to compile information and put it into simple sites, so that parents can learn more about what's going on behind the schoolhouse gates and decide whether they truly want to send their children, and their hard-earned money, to these institutions." In order to expose private schools, Parade has organized school-specific websites with information found both in their research and provided by parents. These microsites can act as a school board meeting for parents to compile information and share concerns. Private schools are also not subject to public records requests, such as the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, in the same way public schools are. The microsites can help parents share information provided to them by the schools or show information only accessible by them or their child. Such sites also allow parents to flag important information anonymously, as speaking out against such policies has had detrimental social and professional effects for parents in the past. For example, parents of the Bronx, New York-based Horace Mann School have a site where they can find out the truth about the transformation of a once-great elite NYC private school after its administrators began taking direction from a group of a liberal BLM ideology-inspired activists. Among other issues, parents are being forced to undergo both mandatory and optional training in anti-racism and diversity, equity and inclusion, according to the New York Post. Similarly, the Atlanta, Georgia-based Westminster Schools have a microsite where parents can find facts and examples that illustrate the disturbing wokeism that blights Atlanta's academic powerhouse. This is the voice for those who are uncomfortable with the progressive transformation of Wokeminster's campus but are afraid to speak up, the website reads. Microsites are one of the many tactics that parents can employ in their quest to bring greater accountability and oversight to their schools, and we hope that this serves as inspiration for other parents around the country to build their own in the future," Naley concluded. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.